This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Hurricane Center's latest forecast calls Hurricane Milton an extremely dangerous storm, expected to make landfall along the west central coast of Florida late tonight or early tomorrow morning. John Cangelosi with the National Hurricane Center.
We're expecting it to make landfall explicitly as a Category 4 hurricane. So this is a very serious and potentially life-threatening situation. Landfall likely to be in the Tampa Bay area, perhaps a little south, but somewhere between Sarasota and Tampa seems to be the most likely area that's going to see the strongest winds and biggest impacts from this storm.
Lori Bullock evacuated from her home on a canal in the Fort Myers area.
It's scary. It's really scary. It's not scary right now. It's scary thinking about what we're going to find when we go back.
She and her husband, Russell, talked to WSVN-TV about the home they just left.
I've been there 8 or 9 years. And we just went through it 2 or 3 times. I'm just getting too old to stay there. So we just bailed out. You know, luckily we got a hotel.
A Turkish Airlines jet leaving Seattle for Istanbul made an emergency landing in New York after the pilot lost consciousness and died on board. Crew members tried to revive him, but could not. An Afghan man who came to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa is now under arrest.
The Justice Department says federal agents arrested an Afghan man who officials say was inspired by the Islamic State militant organization and was plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month, and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. I'm Norman Hall.
The Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to 3 scientists for their work on proteins. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker now on TikTok and why it's being sued.
More than a dozen states and the District of Columbia filed lawsuits against TikTok Tuesday, alleging the app harms youth mental health by designing its platform to be addictive to kids. The lawsuits stem from a national investigation into TikTok by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from many states, including New York. Meanwhile, a federal law based on security concerns is still hanging over TikTok, which could ban it in the U.S. if its China-based parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell the platform by mid-January. The company is appealing. Julie Walker, New York.
Boeing has withdrawn a contract offer that would have given striking workers 30% raises over 4 years after talks broke down. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.